Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for March 12th, 2012, episode 356, sponsored by Omega Alpha. Good morning, Horse World.
Yep, it's Monday.
All right, let's take it from the top again.
Well, howdy, everybody, and welcome to the second annual Page Play Equestrian Social Media Awards wrap-up show. There's a mouthful, Jamie. Jamie, mm-hmm. I am in my tuxedo. Are you in your finest gown?
You want me to say yes and just pretend that it's not 6 o'clock in the morning here? Yeah, Glenn, I got up at 4:30 like I was heading to the Oscars, okay? And I'm sitting here in a ball gown, my Manolo Blahnik shoes, and I look fabulous. My makeup artist just left.
Terrific. Wow, you got a lot done before 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to have a lot of new listeners today. So for all those new listeners out there, welcome to the Horse Radio Network. We're the Horses in the Morning show. The Horse Radio Network consists of 9 different shows. We are the largest online equestrian radio network with over 100,000 listeners now in 40 countries. And the Horses in the Morning show that you're listening to is our live morning show. It's the only live equestrian morning show. We're here from 9 a.m. Eastern Time to 10:30 each morning, Monday through Friday. You can listen to this show live, as most of you are right now, or you can catch it in a recorded version about an hour after the show finishes every morning. We put up the recorded version that you can find at horsesinthemorning.com, or you can find us on iTunes. Just search for Horses in the Morning, and you can listen to us later in the day. Well, let's see, Jennifer, what is going to be happening on this very special episode?
On today's Omega Alpha Monday edition, Equestrianism's old-fashioned, stuffy, stodgy, old-school, tradition-laden image gets blown out of the water with the second annual Equestrian Social Media Awards winners wrap-up show. Stay tuned for the accolades and acceptance speeches from the companies, riders, charities, and organizations that were voted to the top as social media savvy.
Thank you, Jennifer. We're actually expecting about 10 of the winners that have agreed to come on this morning, so we'll do the best we can getting them all lined up and talking to each one of them today. But first, we have Liam on the line, who is the founder of the Equestrian Social Media Awards, co-founder, I should say, along with Rhea. And Liam, of course, has been on the show many times before, so let's say good morning to Liam. Good morning, Liam.
Top of the morning to you.
So glad you could join us this morning, and how far have you come in 2 years with this little awards thing you thought you'd do just for fun?
Oh my goodness, can you imagine? For those who don't know, the Equestrian Social Media Awards were set up in December 2010, initially just to reward people in the UK and Ireland who did social media well. But then the Americans and the Canadians and the Australians and the New Zealanders got hold of it, and it went global in 48 hours last year. and then this year we had 14,000 people from over 120 countries vote in the finals. So, yeah, it's come a long way.
That's amazing. You know, that number of countries to have that number of people voting. And I know you improved your systems a bit this year, so you did a lot less manually than you did last year. Should have been a little easier on you.
It was indeed, yeah. We had a Facebook app developed so that people could submit their nominations just before Christmas. But then in the new year, we went through all the nominations, and based on unique supporting statements, the 10 finalists in each category were selected. So basically, it was completely up to the public. They decided who got through in each category by the strength of their supporting statements for their nominees.
Then you changed it up a little bit. When the finalists went to voting, you had a certain percentage of the votes from people all over the world counted, but then you also had judges this year. Why did you decide to do that?
We wanted it to be more than just a popularity contest. So 30% of the overall marks were decided by the public, and the 14,000 people who voted in the finals. But then we also had 21 judges from all over the world. We had a bunch of Americans, judges from the UK, Sweden, France, Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, Egypt, and Australia. And so they then decided on scores individually. Each judge looked at, each category had three judges, and each judge looked at five or six categories, and then they decided scores individually. And then the two were added together in the biggest spreadsheet you've ever seen in your entire life, and the winners were announced.
Well, it seems like you guys had a lot of fun this year again with the award show. Although you had so many more categories, it seemed like you were kind of rushing a little to get through them all.
It was a lot, yeah. I think there was last year it was 16 categories, but split into two groups, so UK and Ireland and then international. But then this year we did away with splitting them. So every category, unless it was a regional category, was open to everyone. But this year had 10 regional categories based on the FEI's regional groups, basically because I wasn't entirely sure how we should split them up. So I asked the FEI if they would mind that we used their regional groupings. And so there was 10 regions in total, one specifically just for the UK and Ireland, because the ESMA started off just for the UK and Ireland. And then the 10 winners of the regional categories were passed to the FEI's Director of Corporate Communications, Richard Johnson. And he then decided the winner of an overall world award.
Right, and that ended up being Equestrian Lifestyle magazine out of Mexico. And I do follow them on Facebook, although I didn't know much about them.
I don't think they even knew that people in Central America had actually nominated them. And so they were really chuffed. And then they were equally chuffed to find out that they had actually scooped the world award as well.
Now, this year, as we said, there were a lot of categories this year, and it seemed like there were some new names from last year that we didn't see before. Was there anything that really surprised you this year that was different than last year?
Just the level of involvement by non-English speaking countries. I tried really hard. We created a few pages on the website in various languages to try and help so that people could kind of gather what it was about. And I had a few friends who are fluent in other languages, so I got them to translate pages for me. But beyond that, it was just the sheer volume of it's Italians and Spanish speaking and Arabic speaking countries that got on board. It was really, really impressive that it wasn't just the English-speaking countries that took note this year.
Right. Well, that's really cool. I mean, that's when you know you've done it. And what a cool thing that is to know. You know, we have listeners in over 40 countries now. We know we don't have over 40 English-speaking countries. It's just so cool how new media really has brought the world closer together.
Well, that's it. There's no boundaries. You know, regardless of color, creed, language, you know, the internet is available to everyone, provided that your country allows Facebook and Google, and so there is, there's no barriers at all And that's what's so special about social media, that it allows people to connect as a result of their love of the horse. You know, something that we all have in common are these fantastic animals. And social media just it enriches the online world for horse lovers everywhere. It's fantastic.
Now, I did watch you posted on there some of the video acceptance videos that were from non-winners that didn't get to be, get used in the winning videos you did all week. And there were some good ones. I got to say, I have a vote for my favorite videos. I thought that Bit of Britain did. I thought theirs was pretty good.
Theirs was very funny, yeah. All the finalists were asked to send two videos, an acceptance speech and a congratulations video for, you know, saying congratulations to the people who won. And so I put it online last night. A very, very small selection. We received so many videos and people put so much effort in. I cannot thank them enough because the finalists' videos really do make the ESMAs. They're fantastic. And so the video that I put on last night is a very, very small selection of our favorite congratulatory videos. And they're just brilliant. Oh, they're so funny. It's really, really good.
Okay, hold on. Let me get this straight, Liam. Hi, by the way.
Hello.
So you basically, like, say, okay, like take us. We did not win. But you were going to make us send in a video that says, thank you, we're the winners, even though we might be the losers. And you went ahead and put those online. Number one, that is dirty. And number two, where can I find them to watch them all?
Well, it did say in the terms and conditions that, you know, they would be used, but that it's all a big surprise. You know, you have to send through a video to see your acceptance speech if you win or not. But yeah, they're on the ESMA YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/ESMATV. So you can have a look at all the videos there and all the acceptance speeches. And Rhea and I freezing in a suit, and Rhea's in her, I think it was her hunt ball dress that she's wearing. We were so cool. It was so cool.
Okay, so we got to watch that. So we're going to post that link on our Facebook page right now. And go to Facebook.com and then we're just search for Horses in the Morning. And we'll put that link up there. Jennifer, if you don't mind, because we've got a link to that, because I want to see, you know, like, good thing is we didn't do one because we pretty much knew we were in the bag, you know. But I want to see how much effort everybody else put into them.
I'll tell you what, Jamie, you're going to like the Smart Pack one. I loved, Liam, how they ended up spelling Smart Pack with the employees at the end. They spelled thank you with the employees. Wasn't that good?
It was amazing. They did such a good job. Fantastic. I can't praise them enough. It's brilliant. Have a look at the video. It's so good.
Wow, horses in the morning. We'd be able to spell out the H, maybe. With people.
That's true. We wouldn't get very far with that one.
No.
Well, Liam, congratulations on another great year. And boy, what's in store for next year? What's going to happen next year now?
Well, that's what I'm trying to work out now. I woke up on Saturday morning and kind of went, oh, I have this kind of ESMA-shaped void in my life now. And then by Saturday afternoon, I had already started planning the 2013 awards. So we'll see. I will keep you guys posted. Don't worry. But I've got a few little ideas for next year.
Are you going to be adding categories, or did you hit your category limit? You're up to your eyeballs in categories at this point.
We have a lot of categories. I think I may juggle the regional categories a little bit, because for example the European categories, so Northwest Europe and Southwest Europe, we had so many nominees. We had so many, and so many of them were absolutely amazing as well. So I think I might split those up even further, because there were some really, really, really strong contenders for those. So I think, you know, they should be recognized. And so I think I might split those up even further.
Well, I think you were listening the other day when we put in a call to the one who won in our category, which was broadcast media, category number 19. Horse and Country TV actually comes on our show here once a week and does a European report with us. So we called her up and we gave her a hard time last week when we found out she beat us.
Yeah, and what's this I hear that you have your 2011 certificate pinned to a notice board?
What's that?
Is it not in a glass frame in a protective?
Well, Liam, if you'd have sent it to me, I would have framed it. But you sent it to Glenn, who taped it to his wall, okay? I mean, seriously? Send it to the woman.
But it has a valued place pinned to my wall, Liam. Valued. Right up there above my... I can see it as I'm recording. Every morning I'm talking to Jamie, above my microphone is that award from last year.
Mm-hmm. Should be framed. Should be framed. Should send it to me.
Thank you, Liam. We appreciate you being on, and congratulations. We're going to have some of the winners here coming up, as they're going to be calling us this morning. So we look forward to talking to them. And best to Rhea also.
No problem. Thank you very much for all your help, guys. You've been
fantastic. All right. Bye, Liam.
Bye.
That was Liam from the Equestrian Social Media Awards, co-founder of that, along with Rhea. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I'm Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is producing this morning. And we're waiting, actually, now that all of these winners are going to be calling us, so we have to rely on them calling in. So we'll be taking them as they come in. If you would like to talk to us, listeners are allowed to call in, too. It's 347-637-3238. Well, while we're waiting for our first callers, we have some news from the weekend, Jamie. And the big news is thank you very much to Tammy over at the Western Radio Show here in the Horse Radio Network for keeping us filled in on the Road to the Horse from the weekend. And guess what?
What?
Team Australia, Guy McLean and Dan James, our friends, took the title, defeating Team Canada and Team USA. So good for them. They actually won the thing.
Now, of course, for those who don't know, Road to the Horse is a competition where some very famous clinicians and horse trainers take horses and train them, basically, and they have to get them through an obstacle course at the end of 3 days. It's just really an amazing adventure. But really what the women wanted to know was who's the hottest team, like who is the best looking. And I would like to point out that the best looking team did prevail in the end. The Aussies were hot and they won, so congratulations to them.
And Guy has been on our shows many times, all different shows that we have here on the network, and he's a good friend of the Horse Radio Network, and he is just he's a very good entertainer. And one of the comments that Tammy made over the weekend as she was there watching in the audience was that that Guy is just bringing the house down. He's funny. He's an entertainer, you know, and he did a great job with that. And I think that probably helped those guys out a lot over the weekend. So, you know, I congratulations to Guy and to Dan James for taking that title. And there was a big announcement there as well over the weekend, something that kind of surprised all of us, is that the Road to the Horse is moving out of Tennessee next year for the first time ever, and they're going to be holding it at the Kentucky Horse Park here in Lexington, Kentucky.
I love that idea. I love the fact that you can bring it to the heart of horse country. I bet John Nicholson from the Horse Park is so excited about that, but they have such a great venue. You know, unfortunately, and maybe I'm wrong here because things have changed in the past couple of years, but when I lived on the East Coast, it was impossible to get tickets because the venue that they held Road to the Horse in was so small. And, you know, people were buying their tickets a year in advance to try to secure one and maybe not even get in. So the fact that they're going to be taking it to the Kentucky Horse Park for so many more people to see, I mean, what a good time that would be. I would just, you know, it's just going to be so much more accessible now, I think.
I do too. And, you know, I think that they're doubling the size by going to the Kentucky Horse Park in that arena. They're actually doubling the size of the space and the number of tickets that they can have. Plus, I think that that's just going to work out better for everybody. We have a ton of hotels here in Lexington, Kentucky. We're used to having big shows like Rolex and other shows come in all year long. So it's a city that's kind of used to that. It'll be exciting to see what happens. You know, will people come up from the South to watch it like they did in Tennessee? Will they make the extra 3-hour trip? It's really only 3 hours from Nashville to Lexington, so it's not too far, you know, added to the drive to come up here and watch it.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a great deal. I mean, you know, I'm coming in from Arizona to go to Rolex, and that's at the horse park. So, you know, going from Tennessee ain't going to be that much of a challenge. But I just love the fact that it's going to open up to so many more people. You know, looking at their Facebook page, looking at everything online here, you know, people have been posting and asking questions and wanting updates all weekend long on the Road to the Horse Facebook page, on all these trainers' Facebook pages. So the fact that it's going to be in a bigger venue, I think they're just going to fill it up immediately, you know, the stadium. And I would like to go ahead and pre-order my tickets, and I think we should broadcast from there, Glenn.
Well, and I do want to say that Dan James, who was, you know, part of the Australian team that won, actually was sick over the weekend, too. So he did that while he was sick, and apparently was really sick on Saturday. But he came through, he stuck with it, and they got the job done. So congratulations to them. And we're going to be taking our first calls here very shortly from the winners of the ESMA Awards. Do want to mention that that we will be, you talked about the Kentucky Horse Park, and John Nicholson is the director of the Kentucky Horse Park. And Horses in the Morning this Friday will be live from the Kentucky Horse Park. And John Nicholson will be my co-host because Jamie has this little show she's going to this weekend. And she's going to be out of service, cell service. So you're being replaced on Friday.
There's no place better to compete than a place called 3-Day Ranch. And they have one competition a year. And I've got to tell you, Glenn, that they did send out an email. Apparently, there were so many entries to 3-Day Ranch. It's a, you know, it's a horse trial. And there's so many entries that they emailed everybody on the entire thing. Hey, can we move your dressage? Instead of having dressage and cross country on Saturday, they want to move everybody's dressage test to Friday. Well, I didn't plan on that. Chad's coming with me. He only took Friday off. I only took Friday off, so I can't really leave Thursday now and go. So they emailed and, hey, can we move your dressage test to Friday? Well, I wrote back, and I'm like, a little short notice. Sorry, not going to be able to do it. Well, apparently me and three other people are the only people who could not do their dressage test on Friday because I looked at the times, and I ride at 8 a.m. Saturday morning. And then there's two other people after me. And then all the dressage are done on Friday. So I'm going to be that jerk. Like, the dressage judge is going to hate me because they're going to be like, can't believe I get up at stupid 8 o'clock, stupid Saturday morning, and go and do this stupid dressage stuff. She'd just been here yesterday. It would have been no problem. So I think I'm in trouble. I think I'm screwed.
Well, you know, why even go now? Now you know you're in trouble. Although, you know, you do pretty well at these shows, so it'll be exciting to see how you do. Although we won't know because you won't have any cell signal out in the middle of nowhere there in Arizona until you get back. But I'll be looking forward to hearing about it.
They did say on the entry that make sure you bring, if you need to communicate with people, bring radios. Like, wow, this is nowhere land.
All right, our first guest is on the line today. We have, this is the winner of the FEI group Central and Southern Africa, and their name is Neighbor. I have Merrill and Dale on here from the website called Neighbors. Good morning or afternoon, guys.
Hi, Glenn.
Good to talk
to
you.
Well,
now,
you're
from South Africa, right?
That's right.
Tell us about Neighbors. I've never heard of it before, and now I've been on your website and I've been looking all over it.
Glenn, Neighbors started off as a fun thing that we decided to do just for our friends, because every time we spoke to our partners about horses, their eyes would glaze over. So we decided to do something just for our group of friends, and their friends invited their friends, and now we have a website that's one of the most popular in South Africa.
Why do you think it became so popular? Is what, you know, was there a section on it that really took off? Was it because you guys are so cool? Why did it work?
It's because you're so cool, Glenn.
Right answer.
No, I think the blogging, we have the ability for every single site member to blog and talk about their own horses. And we got to know people from all over the country really well, and their horses really well, without ever having met them. And that just
I think it engendered a spirit of real friendship, and it's a friendly site, and I think that was what was appreciated.
Now, you guys are really spread out there, right? So you could have, you know, you have a horse population, you know, a population of horse owners, but South Africa is a pretty big place.
That's right. We have competitive riders and happy hackers and all of that all over the country, and this is why I think Neighbours is so popular, because we can have an event that's happening in Durban, and we can advertise it to everybody in Durban, and even the guys in Joburg can know what's going on. So it's really interactive, and although we're spread apart, it manages to bring everybody together.
Now, you have tell us a little bit about the horse world in South Africa. Is it, you know, is it big in English and Western, or is it both, or what breed of horses? Tell us about it.
Wow, it is very varied, Glenn. We have different regions seem to specialize in different disciplines in terms of Western and English. The more traditional English tends to be more sort of competitive Johannesburg-based generally, whereas the more outlying areas tend to be more saddler-bred, five-gated Western
endurance,
although that this is changing. And really, it's the lie of the land and the real estate available to do these kind of things that determines it. We have some fantastic South African breeds as well. The Cape Boerpaard is a South African horse. We also have a lot of thoroughbreds, warm bloods coming in. There's a lot of variety. Frisians are exceptionally popular at the moment. They're fashionable. But we go on outrides all the time, and just the variety of horses and disciplines and people and beliefs and ways of training is astounding. It really is a rainbow nation for the horses as well.
I love to hear you talk about that and how much interest and diversity there is, but I've got to ask again, what is the South African breed you just mentioned?
It's a Boerpaard. Boer is Afrikaans for farmer, and I don't personally know that much about the breed. We have some fantastic studs that breed this type of horse for hardiness, for a fantastic temperament, great riding horses, beautiful in the show ring, very, very nice horses.
Well, we're going to have to do some research on that, Glenn, because we're going to have you guys back on to talk about that. We do a segment here on Horses in the Morning where we talk about, you know, breeds that not everybody's heard of and that not everybody's familiar with, and kind of get down and try to figure out, you know, what they're good for, just kind of educate people on some more rare breeds, and I'd love to talk about that. I can't even pronounce it.
Happily, I'll put you. We've got a couple of advertisers on the Neighbours site, studs
okay.
that breed Boerpaard. And if you drop me email, I will put you in touch with them, and you can chat to them directly.
Perfect. I'd love to learn more.
Well, thank you, guys. We appreciate you joining us, and congratulations on winning your ESMA award. We won one last year, so we know what that feels like, and it's very exciting. And I think it's very exciting that we get to highlight parts of the world that we don't normally think about in relation to horses. So congratulations and good job on the website.
Thanks
so much, and thank you for having us.
All right, take care.
Bye now.
Bye.
Congratulations.
Let's do our commercial here, Jamie, for our title sponsor today, and then we'll go to our next winner. And this is going to be a little bit different. So why don't you take us into Omega Alpha?
All right. Well, we'd like to thank Omega Alpha for being sponsors of today's show. And, you know, we all care about what we feed our horses, probably more than what we feed ourselves. How true is that? Omega Alpha also cares about what goes into your horses and your ponies, and that is why Omega Alpha uses only natural formulations for enhancing equine health and performance. All of their products are made by them using the finest natural ingredients available. The other difference with Omega Alpha is the science that goes into their products, and Dr. Chang is well respected in the industry as a pioneer of putting in the right natural ingredients together to make formulations that work for your horse. They have a wide range of products to help you and your horse, even your dog. You can check them all out at omegaalpha.ca. That is omegaalpha.ca. And Dr. Chang will be on our show tomorrow to highlight another one of the products. So thank you. Again, it's omegaalpha.ca.
Thank you, Jamie. We have our net January is ready for you, actually.
All right, and January is from the Talking Animal, the Facebook.com, the Fat Pony, if you want to check it out. And so she won, well, actually, January didn't win. Play the music, Gwen. January is here representing the Fat Pony, who, according to the Fat Pony's Facebook page, was too busy eating to talk to us because he's a big star now. So, January, thank you for stepping in and taking over the microphone for the Fat Pony. Tell us a little bit about you and the Fat Pony.
Hi there. Well, thanks very much for having me on. The Fat Pony was created, really, just because I've had the pony, he's called Arnie. I've had him for some years now, and he had so much character. I decided I'd start a blog because he's always getting up to scrapes, as fans of his page will notice. And when I discovered Facebook a few years ago, I decided that it'd be quite fun to put a little blog on there, and never really considered it was going to go this far.
And it's great. Now, this is a pony that you have, and you said his name is Arnie. How old is he?
Arnie's now 13. I've had him since a two-year-old, so he's provided me with plenty of material for his blog, of course.
I love it. So, 13-year-old pony, does he do anything for a living, or does he just get into trouble?
It's funny, really, because he's not really that fat, and he's not really a pony either. He's a Haflinger horse. We belong to the Haflinger Society of Great Britain, and he goes out and shows and does cross-country and jumping and all sorts of things, actually. He's a very versatile pony, but underneath all that, sometimes he's just a little bit naughty.
I love it. Okay, so it's not a fat pony. It's a Haflinger horse. But yes. You know what? It's funny. I have a 16-hand horse. I call him my pony, too. So I understand that. So what is the most trouble that the fat pony's gotten into?
Oh, gosh. Where do I start? I suppose recently, one of the most embarrassing things he did was on Halloween, when we went for a walk around the local village, and he decided that all the pumpkins that people had put out were quite handy snacks, so he ate the lids off three of them.
Sorry about your pumpkin. My horse is hungry. Love it.
Yes, I think he's got a bit of a reputation up in the village now, but never mind.
No more trick-or-treating for Artie. That's great. Well, what do you see for the future of the Fat Pony?
Well, he's written a book. We had a book come out at the end of last year, which was just really a sort of extension of his little adventures and mishaps. So we're going to write another one at the end of this year, sort of with what he's been up to over the last 12 months. And really, I'm just getting him out and about and hoping to promote the breed in a good way, that is, and just enjoying him, really. And he's got a younger cousin coming to stay with us in 4 weeks as well, so I'm going to have two.
I love it, and I love the photos of the Fat Pony with the foal. There's a little baby, a little pony baby.
Now, that's a spin-off. He's called the Very Mini Fat Pony. He was he's a miniature Shetland. He was born last year, and they are definitely the firmest of friends and get into all sorts of scrapes together. But the Very Mini Fat Pony has also got his own Facebook page as well.
I see a TV show. I see a television show. It'll be on Horse and Country TV. Can't wait to see it.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, Jamie.
Love it. Yeah.
Hey, we have on Facebook, a girl named Kelly posted and says, "We love the Fat Pony. Lots of us in the UK listening and waiting for January." Boy, you and the Fat Pony are celebrities over there.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, I think the Fat Pony just became my new guilty addiction during work, so I'm not going to pay attention for the rest of the day because these pictures are so cute. I love it. I want a halflinger now.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
What do you like best about the Haflingers? What do you like best about the breed?
they are actually the most loyal, trusting breed. They're very versatile. You can do almost anything with them. I mean, I show, I jump, I do cross country. They're brilliant ridden ponies. And their temperament is second to none. Yes, the fat pony has got a naughty streak, but really, you know, they are loyal and kind and wonderful, and they just look great as well.
Beautiful. Beautiful, absolutely. Well, January, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for giving me something to do for the rest of, you know, pretty much any time I sit down to do any work. I'm just now going to read the fat pony and look at these pictures. So thank you very much, January. Congratulations on winning the Equestrian Social Media Award, and we look forward to hearing from you more.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you to everybody who voted for us and the judges as well. We are pleased as punch. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks, January.
Oh, my God, I love her.
You know, this is so amazing what we can do with technology today. Look, we just spoke to South Africa, and now we just spoke. By the way, we should have said that the fat pony is in England. So, you know, we spoke to South Africa. We spoke to England. We're going to be speaking to other countries here today. And it's just so cool what we can do.
It absolutely is. And to be able to kind of go across the globe like that and be able to, you know, promote basically whatever these guys are working on. I love it. You know, and we're going to talk to America here in a minute with Debbie Metcalf, who is on our show all the time. We're going to talk to, you know, the Pirelli people, and we're going to hopefully be able to talk to California and then Europe. It's fantastic. So we're waiting on our next guest to come on right now. And what do we have coming up, Glenn? What else is there?
Well, I'm just looking down here. You know, we have a winner today that's coming on the show with us that actually won 4 different ESMA awards. It's coming on a little bit later. And they won 4 different ESMA awards. That's just amazing when you think about it, how one entity can win 4 different ones. I think they were the one that won the most, and they'll be coming up a little bit later here, too. And while we're waiting for our next guest, Jennifer's trying to get the connection better. We have been on this show, on Horses in the Morning, we tend to have the things we call them our adopted things. We have an adopted jockey that we follow, and we get her on a regular basis. We have adopted racehorses. Well, last year our adopted racehorse was a racehorse called Mucho Macho Man. And Mucho Macho Man did pretty well last year, but is coming back strong this year and just had a great weekend.
Oh, absolutely did. I mean, Mucho Macho Man was, you know, in every one of the American Triple Crown races, which is the Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont Stakes, finished all of them, did a great job. And Mucho Macho Man went out and ran this weekend in a Grade 2 race at Gulfstream Park. And it was a distance of 1 mile, and Mucho Macho Man won by 2 lengths over a horse named Tackleberry. Mucho Macho Man is now 4 years old, and has won two wins and 2 starts this year. So 4 years old seems to be the magical year for Mucho Macho Man, the son of Macho Uno. So congratulations to Dan and Patty and Kathy and everybody associated, because I know that they really, really love this horse. And if you want to get to know a little bit more about Mucho Macho Man, just put that into Facebook, Mucho Macho Man, because he does post on Facebook quite a bit and lets everybody know what he's up to, what he's in the stall, what he's eating, and he's just very entertaining. So please go ahead and check that out on Facebook as well. If you like the fat pony, you'll like Mucho Macho Man.
It was an exciting race, too. Do you want to hear it? I have it here.
Yes. Have it.
Yep.
They're racing in the Gulfstream Park Handicap, and it's Tackleberry who goes straight out to take the early lead. Cage and Breeze away running in second, Clean Shot third, so the 2 long shots right next to Tackleberry, while Mucho Macho Man will sit in fourth early just ahead of Jackson Bend, who's last as they leave the chute, but he's not far behind. He's only 3 lengths off of front-running Tackleberry, who completes an opening quarter mile in 24 2/5 seconds, and Rajiv Mirage and Tackleberry lead the way, but now Ramon Dominguez moves Mucho Macho Man right alongside, and he's only a half length behind down the backstretch. and that its clean shot Cajun Breeze in Jackson Bend is last four lengths off the lead as they head to the half mile pole. Tackleberry ran 47 flat for a half mile. Mucho Macho Man breathing down his neck on the outside. They're now right together. Jackson Bend has taken third. He's two lengths off the lead with three furlongs left. Cajun Breeze and Clean Shot are next, and Mucho Macho Man has taken the lead, and he's still in hand as they arrive at the quarter pole. Tackleberry fights on from the inside. Jackson Bend hard ridden in third, and they're into the stretch, and it's Mucho Macho Man. Tackleberry continues to fight him with everything he's got. Mucho Macho Man in front, though. Tackleberry, Jackson Bend is third in the center of the track. It is Mucho Macho Man, Tackleberry, and Jackson Bend, and Mucho Macho Man has won the Gulfstream Park Handicap. Tackleberry lasted for second over Jackson Bend, and Cajun Breeze was fourth.
Yay, Mucho Macho Man. God, Larry Coleman's called a good race, doesn't he?
Whew, yes, he does. Still my favorite. And you know what? Patty and Dean, the owners of Mucho Macho Man, have been on our show many times. They must be so excited right now.
Oh, absolutely. Good for them. Good for Mucho Macho Man. And notice the drama that Rajiv Marah, who was on Tackleberry, is Mucho Macho Man's old jockey who they had to yank off because he was, you know, getting himself into some trouble at the starting gate. So he was trying to come back and beat his old horse, but he ended up losing second place. Congratulations. I'm not being snarky at all, huh?
Well, next up, we have the winner in the riding school category, and that went to Pirelli Natural Horsemanship. Hello, Marie. This is Marie from Pirelli Natural Horsemanship. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You guys have had a busy weekend between winning ESMA awards and then being down at Road to the Horse and competing down there. It's been a busy time for Pirelli.
Yeah, it has. And actually, the social media team didn't get to go to that event, but we watched the webcast all weekend, and we, added commentary on all our social media channels for that. And so people who were watching the webcast could kind of follow what we were doing there. And if they couldn't buy the webcast, then they were still getting some information from us as well. So that was fun.
Well, Marie, how much easier has your job gotten at Pirelli Natural Horsemanship to get the word out? I mean, it used to be that you had to write books, and you maybe had a magazine back in the old days, and you did clinics, but that was the only people that heard of you. Now, how things have changed.
Yeah, and I came in just this past June, and so I haven't quite been here a year. And, I went to school for advertising and public relations and, had a lot of experience in social media. So I kind of came in and jumped right in with the social media, and it really had taken off a little prior to when I came, and it's continued to take off. We cover many different channels on social media, including Pirelli Connect, which is one of our own that we created, and that's a site for members that kind of is sort of like Facebook and Netflix combined. So people get education there, and they also get interaction with other members, so that works out really well. But it's been really fun. It's just it's a lot of channels to monitor, but we really think that having all those channels allows even more people to interact with us.
I was going to say, is the staff bigger now than it ever has been because of all those channels and all the different things you have to do, or is it smaller now because things have become easier?
It's actually smaller. we actually used to have maybe like five people working on it on the social media to kind of get it off the ground. But, now that it's off and running, we really have only about two people that cover all the channels. And then we also get help, we work really closely with the graphics department and with, our web coordinator. And, we really emphasize working as a team here at Pirelli. So, it feels like a lot of different departments are also helping us out.
Well, what's coming up? Is there anything new going to be on the horizon for you guys?
Well, we have our Horse and Soul tour this year, and so we've had two tour stops already for that. And we've got 9 more coming on. And something really exciting we're doing for that is our social media rock star contest. And so in previous years, people have gone to the tour stops and we've discouraged them from taking photos and videos. But this year we're encouraging them to do that. And so if anybody, you know, goes to one of our tour stops and wants to take some pictures, take some video, they can send that in after the tour stop. And they have a chance to win one of our 3 new topic-specific DVD take-home courses. And then at the end, we're going to crown 1 social media rock star who actually wins a course at our Pirelli campus. So that's been really fun to coordinate, and we're getting lots of great submissions that we've put on our social media channels. And so that's something that we're really focusing on this year.
Well, that's cool. And, you know, I did hear, too, that Linda is becoming more and more involved in clinics and things. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah. So Linda, you know, she's recently come out with her Game of Contact, which is a really exciting new way of getting horses to learn to accept the bit and learn contact, and she calls it the Game of Contact. And that also just recently came out on DVD. That's one of our 3 new DVD courses. And so a lot of people are really excited about that. And, you know, as you know, Linda was also the one who, you know, kind of figured out the horsenality profiles and coined that and sort of took lead on that, took what she learned from Pat and turned it into something that anybody could kind of study and learn. So with the horsenality and the Game of Contact, Linda's really, you know, come into the spotlight in the last few years, and we just wanted to highlight that.
Well, terrific. That is what website do you want to give out today?
What website?
Yeah.
Well, I would really like people to visit Pirelli.com. That's our website. And then
okay.
We also have Pirelli Connect, which, as I mentioned, is our membership site. And if you go there, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial and get access to our whole level 1 on demand there, and also e-learning, which Molly, who's also here on the show, that's kind of her baby that she created. And that's just a companion to level 1 to help people out with learning those different tasks and concepts.
All right.
And they can also interact with members and get education on that site. So PirelliConnect.com is where I would send them.
Okay, sounds great. Well, congratulations, you guys, for winning in the riding school category. We appreciate you being on this morning, and have a great day.
Thanks so much.
All right,
bye-bye. Well, we have our next guest on the line as well, Glenn, and we've got Dominic, who was actually on with us last year because they're just that awesome that they won twice in a row. So let's hear the music for the Badminton Horse Trial. Congratulations, Dominic, again, your 2nd victory in a row for event competition. Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, well, that was great.
You know, you were up against it was Badminton, Rolex, Olympia, and Burley Horse Trials were the top 4 that came in. And, you know, having been to Rolex 1,000 times and not having yet been overseas to Badminton is definitely, I still want to do it, but I did get as close as I ever have this past year because I downloaded the Badminton app for my iPhone.
Good. And what did you think of it?
Oh, my gosh, I loved it. It was like photos and scores and updates and history, and the whole thing was all there on the app, and it was absolutely free. So you've got to love doing that. Now, tell us, you know, what did you do different this year? So you've got the app. Tell us a little bit about that.
So coming up for the coming year, we've got an update to the app that's happening right now. So there'll be a couple of new features, which I'm going to leave as a surprise. And we're also rolling it out onto the Android platform. So we can sort of service the other half of the smartphone community. Plus,
by the way, yay.
An Android user, are you?
I'm an Android guy, so I appreciate that.
Oh, excellent. Good. Now, we got quite a few requests for it, so we thought we'd better roll that out. It's just that, you know, these things, you know, take time and money. So, you know, we'd love to be able to do, you know, everything now, but they take a bit of time. So we've got that. There'll be a few new things, on site in terms of, guest bloggers, video interviews, all those types of things, which, we're trying to improve year on year. So it really is a case of, sort of keeping a close eye on the website and all the social media and seeing what's happening.
I got to tell you, this is one of the most easily navigatable, I don't know if that's a word, apps that I've ever used, because right there on the front of it, you open it up, it's got beautiful photos, and then immediately it's like you can click on the course, the profiles, you can find the results, it has a little icon for everything you could possibly want, and I just love that, and I did love the fact that you can find visitor information, tickets, and the current local weather for those people that are actually there. So, and it just made me jealous that I wasn't there.
Well, you see, I'm surprised you guys haven't decided to run a show from the event yet.
I think it would be a great idea. You're still waiting for your
accreditation.
I think that, if Badminton would like to sponsor our trip
oh, really?
Over there, then we would definitely go. Definitely.
Well, we probably have a long line of people waiting for sponsorship.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm sure you do. Yeah, they're fighting over us right now, I'm sure. Well, Dominic, just congratulations. I'm excited to see what's going to come up in the next year, and everybody with their Androids, whatever those are, because the iPhone is the best. They can now download the Badminton app. We're excited for you guys. Congratulations. 2 years in a row. Hope you make it 3.
Thank you.
Thank you,
all
Dominic.
Right.
And thank you to all of our listeners on your show for voting for us.
Absolutely.
And do keep an eye out on the website and all of the social media channels. We'll be pumping more stuff out,
And which website?
The UK, that is.
Yeah, because you're here in California. What's the website again?
It's www.badminton-horse.co.uk.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you, Dominic. Have a great day and congratulations.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, that was terrific. We do have extensive coverage of the Badminton Horse Trials on the Eventing Radio Show on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. Chris Stafford does a good job of getting the people who are competing in that competition beforehand and also the winners after. So that's on the Eventing Radio Show. Why don't we go to Debbie next?
All right, well, we have Debbie Metcalf on the line, and Debbie is a regular guest here on Horses in the Morning, and I was thrilled to see that she won because Debbie does some great work. So it's Debbie from Stolen Horse International.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing?
We're doing great. We're playing your victory music right now. There you go.
Okay.
Now, you got third in Facebook, fourth in charity, and first in FEI group, for North America, Stolen Horse International. Second place was the Pony Club. Horse Junkies United was third, and Neutrina Feed Sport, that is a great company for North America. Congratulations, Debbie.
Thank you so much. Thank you much. I think we tied for third place in charity, didn't we?
Oh, there you go, Glenn Snap. You typed it in wrong.
My mistake.
That was a tie. So
Debbie's keeping track.
For those who don't know, Debbie, give everybody a rundown on what Stolen Horse International is.
Stolen Horse International, in short, basically sends out the Amber Alert for missing horses in the horse industry. And we've been doing this since my horse was stolen in 1997, unofficially. And since 2003 as a nonprofit. And we help people who have horses missing try to get them back and lost horses home. And, if it's missing, we try to help people find it.
And they can go on, I must tell you that after looking at your website, sometimes you go on, a website like Craigslist, or I'm sure that they have them over in Europe as well, where you see a horse that's for sale and it just looks shady. And I always have to go and check on netposse.com just to make sure that that horse isn't listed. And I know that's probably a paranoia thing, but after talking to you guys so much and seeing how many people do lose horses that are stolen, it's such an important thing that you do, and how amazing it is and how successful you guys have been recovering horses.
It, you know, it's been wonderful to see a horse come home and know that something that we did, you know, it's as simple as sending an alert out to thousands of people who send it on to their friends, results in a horse that somebody loves so much coming home. People don't understand how that affects victims. And this weekend I was at the Road to the Horse all weekend, so I got to meet more of the people, you know, out there who have had problems. We had people come in the booth who told us about their stories. I know one lady said that her horse would have been over 20 years old now, and it was, and she was still so broken up about it because, you know, she never found her horse. And when she saw Stolen Horse International, you know, she just had to come over and tell us her story. And that's again something that we do. We give people who are going through this, who have been through it, someone to talk to, someone to pour their heart out to that understands what they've been through. And I worked all weekend in the booth with our victim, one of our victims from Missouri, Bernice, you know, who's looking for Mojito. And it was, you know, just seeing the whole process of how people helping people works. Sometimes I just sit back and watch it and go, wow, all this started from a theft of a horse named Idaho. And she happens to be standing in my backyard.
Yeah, it's an amazing story, and you can learn more about that at netposse.com. Please check that out because, you know, you can sign up for the alerts. You can be a part of this online community, and, you know, it just goes to show you the importance of social media and how exciting it can be when you do have a horse that returns home and you get those emails in your inbox like, here you go, forward this to everybody, and you do your job, and you actually feel like you're a part of it. So everybody, please check it out, netposse.com. We'll post it on our Facebook page for those new listeners. Just go to facebook.com and then search for Horses in the Morning. Debbie, congratulations. Thank you
so much, Debbie,
for the work that you do, and thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thank you so much, and sorry for the hoarseness, but I've been talking all weekend to people, and I'm just now finding my voice again.
Take a nap, girl. Go take a nap.
thank you guys, too, for having us back and for all the things that y'all have done for us as well. We appreciate Horses in the Morning so much.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. Well, next up, we have a winner of four categories. That is the best publication, the most informative, the best social network, and the best in UK and Ireland. And we have Carol with us from Horse and Hound, who was on with us last year. And congratulations on your return for four of them this year, Carol.
Thanks, Glenn. We were hoping that we'd do at least as well as last year, but we were blown away that we managed to pick up four. Fabulous.
You should almost be embarrassed. You just stole the whole thing.
Well, not quite. There's still one that eludes us. We haven't quite achieved world domination yet.
Well, now, you guys are kind of world domination when it comes to what you do in England. For people around the world that don't know about Horse and Hound or are sitting here going, how did they win four? Tell us about Horse and Hound.
Right. Well, Horse and Hound is a weekly equestrian publication here in the UK. We've also got a very, very big website, which is updated every day. And part of that website is our online forum community, who won the Social Network Award this year. So the magazine's got a circulation of around about 50,000, and the website has about 600,000 visitors a month. So we're pretty big.
People, you kind of understated it a little bit. People in England and the UK look forward to that magazine or to that publication being there, and they read it immediately. This is the kind of thing, you know, those people who really like the New York Times or the, you know, any of those other big papers, that's what Horse and Hound is to horse people over there.
Yeah, I mean, Thursday is Horse and Hound Day in the UK. That is a given.
that's pretty good when you can say, you know, I'm a horse publication and it's my day.
Well, certainly within the horse industry anyway.
Now, what's new for you guys this year? Do you have anything new coming up?
Well, what is quite exciting is that in January we launched our digital version of the magazine. So actually now, you know, whether you're in America, Australia, anywhere around the world, Thursday can be your Horse and Hound Day too, because you can get the digital version of the magazine at the same price as you would pay in the UK for the paper version on the same day.
Well, that's
no
pretty
kidding.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's neat that you can do that. And I love that most magazines. Do you think you're going to see a decrease in the number of people wanting the paper one, or do people still like to read in the bathroom?
No, I think there is, you know, there's people still love to actually pick up the paper issue of the magazine. I think that the browsing and the reading that you do with a paper magazine is different to what you do with a digital magazine. And there are people who prefer to read on their iPads and therefore will go to digital. But overall, we're expecting this to be a massive increase in our readership around the world.
Wow, that's terrific. Well, congratulations again. 4 awards next year. You know, next year, if you win 6 or 7, we just can close the awards then at that point.
Well, we don't want to be greedy, but I wouldn't mind winning that FEI overall worldwide award. That would be quite nice.
World domination. They're wanting it. I can tell.
And I don't want to forget to mention too that this is a big year for you guys because of course the Olympics are coming to your home ground and you're going to have a lot to cover there.
Yeah, literally just down the river from our head offices. Our offices are right on the banks of the River Thames, and it'll be just down the road in Greenwich, and it's going to be very, very exciting and a lot of hard work. Those 3 weeks are going to be completely full on. All holidays cancelled. Everyone's going to be everybody to the pump. And it's going to be very, very exciting, and we can't wait for it.
That's horseandhound.co.uk. And I wanted to mention, too, that Horse and Hound, your staff, are regular guests on our Eventing, Dressage, and Jumping radio shows with Chris Stafford. And you can find all of those at horseradionetwork.com. And we appreciate you participating over there as well.
Lovely. Well, thanks for having us, Glenn.
All right. Thanks, Carol. All right, next up, we have lined up here right now on the line, and let me see who we have coming up here next. I'm trying to find it. I have to scroll way down after Horse and Hound. We have, okay, next is for the best feed company. And we have Robert Fowler on from the Pure Feed Company, which I assume is in England, Robert. Am I right?
Yes, we are. We're based in England. Yeah, that's right.
And tell us about the Pure Feed. I can honestly say I've never heard of you, but then I'm from America, so I probably wouldn't have. But tell us about you guys.
Well, we're a very young feed company. We'll be celebrating our third birthday come July this year. We formed ourselves out of a need for feeding horses as close as they've evolved to eat as possible, and we're having huge results in the UK, and we're interesting, we're just about to launch in the States, actually, as well.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. We've partnered with a guy called Kevin Babington, who's jumped at the Athens Olympics and on numerous World Nations Cup teams show jumping. And he's put a facility in Pennsylvania, and we're hoping to launch there May-June time.
What makes your feed different? Why is it different?
Well, we were really lucky that when we came to formulate our feeds, we hadn't had years and years and years of doing it wrong, basically. And we were allowed to formulate our feeds to be low starch, low sugar, high in fiber, and with a lot of vitamins and minerals and other things that horses really have evolved to need. And it just seems to power horses so much easier and without a lot of the other problems that you find associated with high starch, high sugar, sticky diets, really.
Are you distributing through other feed stores, or are you opening your own stores? How's your distribution?
Well, we're sort of, because we're so in love with our feed, we're a little bit like protective parents, really, and we'd really like to distribute our feeds direct. So we make sure that our clients are given the best possible advice and best possible customer service that we can provide. So although we do distribute it through feed stores, our favorite course of action is to supply direct into people's yards and stables.
So is delivery a big thing over there? Do you deliver right to yards and stables?
Yeah, that's our core business is delivering from two bags upwards into direct to your horse.
Now, I'm looking at the products that you guys have, and I hope you come to America because I love the difference. You've got for pretty much any kind of horse, it seems. I'm looking at you've got pure racing, pure stud, condition pellets, working horses, easy, pure easy, I guess would probably be for the easy keepers, the fiber balance,
right.
A pure balance. So you know, you've done the research on all these different types of horses. Which one is the most popular that you sell?
Well, it's a difference. We sell feed from everything from your pet, your backyard pet, right up to top event horses, top dressage horses that are competing on the world stage. So we sort of sell into every sector. We've got a very straightforward range of 6 or 7 products. You're going to catch me out now how many we've got. But basically the difference in our products is we try and keep everything really pure and simple. So the balancer that we've got at one end would be our lowest energy form. And we just then ramp up the energy right up to the racing, which will give the horse the maximum energy it needs to perform at that level. The vitamin mineral spec in all our feeds are basically the same when fed at the recommended rate. So they're getting the great nutrition they need. And all that really differentiates our products is the energy levels. Now, our big sellers would be obviously the pure easy for the easy keepers, the pure condition for the ones that don't do so well. But we're increasingly seeing more and more horses competing at top level, feeding our racing and our working feeds as well.
Well, congratulations. This feed looks amazing. I'm looking online, and I'm like, okay, well, looking at all the different, which one of my horses would do better on which different ones, and I'd love the feed. And
Well, I just spoke to Kevin before I came on to talk to him about how he's been doing down in Florida, and he was over the moon that his horse, Mark Q, jumped a double clear in the $200,000, crikey, that's English prize money that I was talking about, $200,000 Grand Prix at the weekend, and he was really beefed up about that.
Woo, congratulations, that's awesome. Well, we will look forward to talking to him soon about what he's doing here with Pura in the United States, and congratulations on your ESMA award.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good luck to everything.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Well, next up, we have a regular guest here. Do you want to take this one?
Well, of course I do, because it's my dear friend, Michelle. My dear friend who joins us every Wednesday at 10 o'clock here on Horses in the Morning to do the Horse Health Report. If you guys haven't listened before, Michelle comes on with vets and guests that are way smarter than any of us ever dreamed of being and educates us on different things about the horse. And we usually try to gross Glenn out with some sort of weird talk about, you know, castration or something like that. So it's always very interesting and informative. And usually we try to just turn Glenn's stomach. And we've got Michelle here from horsethehorse.com, and she won Best Facebook. Congratulations, Michelle.
Thank you, Jamie.
Now, tell us...
I didn't realize
you know,
there was going to be music.
Oh,
nice.
We have to have congratulatory music. Yes, absolutely. Now, in your category on Facebook, you had the horse.com came in first, the Pony Club came in second, Stolen Horse International was in third, and Horse and Hound was in fourth. How did it feel to be above three such amazing categories?
Hey, what a great group of
contestants. Yeah.
Yeah, what a great group. I mean, Stolen Horse International does some great things for getting horses found that are missing, and Pony Club, like, you know, is awesome. Horse and Hound, also really, really a great publication with an online presence. So we're really proud. We have a great team that worked really hard at our Facebook presence. So we're excited, super excited. We also have some really great fans, so...
Now, are you the one that works on your Facebook page, or is it a collaboration?
It's a collaborative effort. Megan Arzman has really helped set the tone for that. She's been the horse's newsletter and photo editor, and she's been with the publication, I think, 5 or 6 years. You know, I'm new. You know, you guys just got introduced to me back in December. But it's also an effort with our marketing department, getting some great things on there for our live events, some specials, and I have a special to share with you guys if the listeners are interested, that we're going to be running on Facebook, because we're almost up to 20,000 fans on that site, which we're really excited about. And once that happens, I think we're like 300 away, our marketing department has offered a special to everyone to get 20% off exclusively Equine, which is the official store of thehorse.com. You can get on there and 20% off. It's going to run for a week once we hit 20,000. You can get on and buy some great books and products, back issues of The Horse, all kinds of great stuff on there.
That is, if you go to Facebook, you're going to search, because I was just searching it, and I've already liked you guys, but you have to put thehorse.com all together, because otherwise, if you type in The Horse, a billion things come up. So put it all one word, thehorse.com, and check it out. Now, I love what you guys do on your Facebook page. You know, it's not all just horse health and informative stuff, too. We also have adoptable animals that you guys kind of spotlight. And I love the fact that you guys put this week's adoptable horse is actually a mule in Georgia. So I love that. It's Earl the Mule. Glenn, I think you should get it.
Sounds perfect for Glenn.
Yeah, it does sound perfect. Slow, steady. I like that. I do have a complaint, Michelle. I'm on your Facebook page there at thehorse.com, and I have a complaint. You guys had a cake.
Oh, no.
You had an Equestrian Social Media Awards cake, and we didn't get any. What's that?
Hey, you're complaining. I missed the cake. I was actually, because I'm in Oregon, like you guys know, but I spend quite a bit of time back in Lexington with the crew. I go back every 6 to 8 weeks, and I was in town last week, but I headed down to Tennessee, to Tennessee Equine Hospital, to do some videos and some upcoming webinars, and I missed the cake. They waited until Friday when I was gone to eat the cake, so I did not get the cake, but I saw the picture, and it was beautiful, so very exciting. So you and me, Glenn, neither one of us got any cake.
Hey, I just went and looked at that. I just went and looked at Earl the Mule, and he's kind of cute.
Oh, mules are nice. Mules are nice. You know, you mentioned the adoptable horses, and we have on thehorse.com our free horse section where people, we put that on there as a service to help these horses find homes. And it's a free service that we offer where people can post their horses that need homes, and then other people can respond to them and maybe make some, you know, some love connections there between horses and people looking for horses. And that's one of the most popular places on our website. So we really, really care about finding those horses' homes. We're all horse people. We want horses to be happy. And so that's really important to us to get that on, get those free horses, adoptable horses on the Facebook page, but also our free horse section on thehorse.com.
I love it. Well, and I love the videos, and I love that you guys got on board with posting Zenyatta. Now, the problem is I watched this video 100 times, and y'all posted it. I posted it. Everybody posted. The BloodHorse.com put up the video of Zenyatta and her baby. And, oh, my God, did you cry?
Oh, it's so sweet, her licking that baby. So I love Man and Foals. That's no secret. And Blood Horse is our sister publication. The Horse, we're the health side, but we're all the same company. So, yeah, Blood Horse. We have good access to the thoroughbreds because of our connection with Blood Horse, and great video of Zenyatta and her kiddo.
We were talking about it over the weekend, Jamie, and I was wondering how much extra security that is now at Lane's End Farm to protect that baby.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I think all of them are gated entrances anyway, although they probably should put some electric shocks around the four-board fencing. I do wonder that, too. You know, I mean, I guess they're going to have to – we should get somebody from Lane's End on or ask the bloodhorse.com. Are they working a little bit harder to take care of that baby, or are they supposed to just treat it like it's like the rest of their babies. I don't know. Well,
I can't imagine that little guy's treated like the rest of the babies. I'm sure he is special.
They now have him wrapped in bubble wrap from head to toe.
Yeah.
And
what's
amazing is that they had six other foals born on that night because it was a full moon, and they're like, Zenyatta had a foal, and there's like six others too. Really. I love it. Well, Michelle, thank you for joining us. Congratulations to thehorse.com on your equestrian social media awards, beating out some really awesome people and some awesome competitors there in that category. So congratulations, and we will talk to you again, I guess, on Wednesday.
Yeah, thanks. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, thehorse.com. Go check it out, and you can find it on Facebook as well, obviously, because they won Facebook category.
Right. And I did want to mention, too, if you like tips and information on how to do things best with your horses, we have a show called Horse Tip Daily that comes out four or five times a week, almost daily. It should be Horse Tip Almost Daily. And we actually have accumulated all of the tips, the health tips from thehorse.com over the past year and a half here on Horses in the Morning and put them on Horse Tip Daily. There's over 600 tips from various trainers and anything from writing blogs to training your horse to health, everything you can find over on Horse Tip Daily. And you can find all of our shows at horseradionetwork.com. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is producing today. We are a morning show. We're here every morning, Monday through Friday, from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. You can listen live at horsesinthemorning.com or on your iPhone or your Android phone. You just go to horsesinthemorning.mobi on those, or listen to us later in the day. Just search for us on iTunes, Horses in the Morning, or you can go to our website to listen to the show in the recorded version later in the day as well. Most people listen while they're cleaning their stalls or doing work or driving and that kind of thing. So we look forward to having you join us here every morning. We have our last one on the line today, and he was on the show not too long ago, and this is the winner of the Best Newcomer category. We highlighted the best newcomers. We had almost all of them on that were in competition for this. And the winner was Carr and Day and Martin. We have James Watts back with us. Congratulations, James.
Thank you.
It's so cool.
Welcome
through,
all right?
Yeah, we talked to you, a month or two ago, and here you are as the winner.
Yeah, I know. We're absolutely thrilled. It was great news, actually.
Yeah, you were in with some, professional equine grooms, Holly's Horse Haven, Summit Equine Nutrition. You had some serious competition in that best newcomer category.
Yeah, I mean, we were checking them out, actually, when we saw who else was nominated. And we had to pull out all the stops to do well. We were really, really pleased with the competition, actually. It was a great group.
Well, you guys put out some great products. We've sold them. When we used to have our tack shop, we sold them, and we've been using them for years and years and years. But for people that don't know, tell everybody what Carr and Day and Martin does. It sounds like a law firm or an accounting office, but it's really not.
No, Carr Day Martin makes some great products, actually. We've got a really good hoof care selection. We've got a really good coat care selection, leather care and health care. We've got a complete range of products, actually. Everything you could, imagine needing to take care of your horse or tack, we can provide it. So it's great to be able to offer such a full range to all our customers.
So what do you think you guys did different to help you stand out to win this thing?
I think, I don't know if anyone really followed Carr Day Martin. And about 4 months ago, it was when we started bigging up the Facebook promotions and things. So we really started doing competitions. We think that helped. Just connecting with the fans.
Right. And that's, of course, that's why everybody that won was winning. You have to have that connection and that interaction. It's tough, though, when you're on Facebook and you have a company like yours, you really have to get creative to get that interaction on your Facebook page.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know if you've seen them, but we've got some great infographics on the web, on Facebook. And what they are is basically they go into a load of detail about our products, and it's just a fun and quirky way of looking at something that might otherwise be a bit boring, maybe. But you can look at that and you can learn the science behind it as well and what the products actually do.
And your website is at cardaymartin.co.uk, and you have a great website,
that's right,
too. I encourage people to check that out. And thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations. You took the throne from us. We cannot say that we are the current reigning best newcomer.
Oh, well, it's a great pleasure. Yeah, we're really pleased to have won this award.
Well, congratulations for taking our spot. We're glad that you did.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having us again as well. Thank
All
you
right.
for that.
All right. Thanks, James.
Bye.
Well, that was the last one we had lined up. There were so many more winners, and we obviously couldn't get them on all in an hour and a half show, but we're glad that we could talk to as many as we did.
Now, I would like to point out that I'm really disappointed that we did not get the professional rider category, because William Fox Pitt won for professional rider, and I've been following him on Facebook, I don't know, for some time. And, again, he does have 9 horses qualified for the Olympic Games. 9 horses qualified. So William Fox Pitt, second place was Mark Todd. Tim Stockdale was 3rd. Edwin Alexander was 4th. And then Oliver Townend was 5th. And definitely an interesting category there. And so congrats to William Fox Pitt. And I'm sorry he couldn't make it on the air. He's probably riding an Olympic horse right now.
he sent us a note and said, I just can't be there. Tell Jamie I said I'm very sorry.
And stop stalking me. No, oh boy.
You're his biggest
fan. I'm calling my house at 3 a.m. Just kidding.
You're his biggest fan. You're just there for him. That's all. You're not stalking him.
Well, I keep myself busy between William Fox Pitt and Zenyatta, following them both online. So it's going to happen. You know,
what do you think about the celebrity category? Now, this is celebrities that aren't horse people celebrities. They're regular celebrities that have horses. And 4th was William Shatner. Of course, everybody knows he actually has a farm about, 10 miles from us here, Jennifer. And, you know, he's big into walking horses, and he drives and does all kinds of things. But then now Claire Balding, I don't even know who that is. Who is that?
It's probably somebody in the UK that you don't know, because you don't read UK magazines.
Okay, well, that's probably why. Madeline Pickens was 2, and, of course, she's been a guest here. You had her on this show.
We did. We got to do a 2-part series with Madeline Pickens. She is such an amazing and fascinating woman. And if you subscribe to the magazine Cowboys and Indians, I think it's Cowboys and Indians, there's a huge spread of her house with her husband, this amazing estate that's in Texas. So check that out. But I'll post that link on our Facebook page, because this is the most beautiful place in the world. But you can hear our 2-part interview. We kicked Glenn out. I brought in Helena. It was a girl power day. Just go to horsesinthemorning.com and search Madeline Pickens, and you can hear a 2-part interview that we did. We laughed. We cried. Our dogs barked. It was great. It was a very good time. And the winner of that category was Katie Price, and you will appreciate Googling Katie Price, because you'll love her.
Oh, I did. Don't worry, I did. I looked at the images section, the video section, and I looked at pretty much everything I could find.
Yeah. I bet you did.
And she has horses, too. Did. By the way, if William Shatner is listening, I apologize. He has saddlebreds, not Tennessee walking horses, which is what I said originally. So
I kind of thought you were wrong there. So
yeah, well, I'm kind of sure he's not listening. So
kind of positive.
Yeah, that's one thing we can be sure of. Well, that's it for today. We're going to wrap up today. We'll be back tomorrow. We have lots of great guests lined up tomorrow morning, and we're going to be doing more coverage of the news. And, of course, we have a European report tomorrow. So we would love for everybody to join us again tomorrow at horsesinthemorning.com. Don't forget, you can find all 9 of the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. We have a lot of them. Check them out. They're there for your listening any time of the day, 24/7.
And everybody, thank you so much for joining us, listening today, and all the guests that joined us. Congratulations to all the ESMA Award winners and to Leah Maria for putting all this together, of course. And everybody, please, as I say at the end of every show, spay, neuter, and geld, people. Come on. Make those appointments. Do it.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for being here.
We're going to win next year, Glenn. Don't you worry.
I know. Four categories. We're going to beat Horse Town.